So I'm going to assume that that hymn placement was intentional. Thank you very much. Good to have an old Navy hymn, especially surrounded by so many Army people. Thank you, Matthew, for inviting me to preach today. I beg the... I beg the 8 o'clock service to forgive me if I nod off because I was at the hockey game last night, but there's a member in the congregation who received the jersey in the box of honor last night at the game, so I have no excuses. If he's not nodding off, I can't nod off either. But, you know, I haven't preached my sermon yet, so you still have time to catch a few Z's. To lay down one's life for one's friends. This little phrase can conjure up so many different images. Images that make our minds wander into the past or into flights of fancy that come out of Hollywood. Those images may be of someone rushing into danger to protect those who, despite their best efforts, cannot protect themselves. And the hero rushes into that desperate situation while saving the lives of the desperate lost, loses his own life. Or of a heroic soldier who, without any thought of their own safety, storms a fortified enemy position and in the process saves his unit from a certain and violent destruction. Or maybe you see images, maybe the images you see are of a dedicated doctor or nurse staying with their dying patient, comforting them and tending to them, but ultimately forfeiting their life so that others may live. I'm sure that we can all think back to hearing stories of great deeds of valor or heroism that have come at a great cost and a great price. No matter how heroic the deed, it inevitably entails some form of sacrifice, usually the ultimate sacrifice. Someone, somewhere, has given up the very thing that has made them human, their own life. This is the kind of sacrifice that Jesus is talking about in this gospel this morning. He's willing to give up what made him fully human, his very life, so that we could live in the hope and certainty of life everlasting. But how can I say or make this claim that it's the same? Well, first, I don't believe that Jesus was only talking to his disciples when he referred to them as friends. Like many things that Jesus says, there is an immediate or local meaning. He is talking directly to his disciples or the crowds that gather around him. He was trying very hard to reach them, to make sure that they understood what he was saying. Not always do the crowds or the disciples understand what he's getting at, but he always tried. Along with the local meaning, there is a far-reaching meaning, the meaning that transcends time and space to us here today, a universal meaning. The universal meaning of what Jesus says reaches to us here and now. We look back on this universal meaning with generations of understanding, interpretation, and study, and within all of that, there is one solid theme: love. The universal meaning of what Jesus is talking about this morning is ultimately about love. Love in the way Jesus became the servant and washed their feet. Love in the way that he elevated them from servants or disciples to friends and told them everything that was to come. Love in the way he broke bread and shared the cup. Love in the way he suffered the mocking and the beating. Love in the way he took the betrayal of those around him. Love in the way he gave himself over, blameless, to suffer and to die for our sins. He exercises that love without hesitation, without regret, and without condition. This country is full of that same kind of love. Our history proves that. We as Canadians know how to love in the same manner that Jesus loved. However, we do need to acknowledge that our history also shows that we can ignore that call to love. We can look back and see how this nation has the capacity to not love. But if we learn from our past, we can and we are shaping our future so that the love that Christ has shown in our actions and in our words and in the decisions we hold our governments to make. Every day, somewhere in the world, a Canadian Forces member shows that same love to someone who desperately needs it. Every day, Canadian aid agencies bring the necessities of life to those who have nothing. Every day, somewhere in this country, police officers, firefighters, and EMS willingly safeguard our communities and care for those who are victims of violence, disaster, and medical emergencies. Every day, healthcare workers bring healing to the sick and peace to the dying. Every day, we encounter people we don't know who don't know the love of Christ. Every day, Christ asks us to show that love to the world around us, to be that love. We are the ones that Christ is asking to love one another as I have loved you. The universal meaning is that Christ loved us enough to die for us. We are to love each other, not just our families and friends and those close to us, but to love the ones we don't know, we don't like, or we don't understand. To love those who look different than us, who talk different than us, and who worship different than us. Our mission, the mission that Jesus gives us today, is to treat all as friends. It's not always easy. In fact, anything Jesus asks us to do is rarely easy. But that is what we are all called to do. And by doing our best to fulfill this mission, we will keep ourselves, our communities, and this nation tolerant, compassionate, and thankful for the blessings that God has bestowed. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.